beauty ideal many women aspire to achieve. And why not? I mean, aren't we past the age of, I can do everything and I don't need a man? I mean, nowadays it's, I can do everything and I want a man and I want to be beautiful. Or even, yes, I'm smart and yes, I'm educated. And yes, I still want to feel the thrill of looking in the mirror and liking what I see. When people used to say a woman was smart, it was a nice way of saying she was ugly. Beautiful women were often assumed to be stupid. These days, however, smart means just that. Smart. And beautiful means just that. Beautiful. And no one cares how a woman got that way, just as long as she is. I think a woman shouldn't settle for anything less than being both smart and beautiful, okay? And for many of us, having it all means getting a nip and a tuck or a little lift now and again, and why not? Because it makes us feel good. I was talking with a rich friend of mine last year, and I said, I wanted to write a book about beauty and cosmetic surgery. It would be part personal history, part insight, and part practical advice about treatments. And my rich friend said, oh, darling, great idea. Get to work. Can't wait to read it. And, oh, Joni, send me a freebie. This is why my friend is rich. I have been the public, lifted, face of cosmetic enhancement since the Stone Age. My luck was to realize early on the degree to which looking good helped my life and my career, and to start having work done early. My abiding life philosophy is very plain. In our appearance-centric society, beauty is a huge factor in everyone's professional and emotional success. For good or ill, it's the way things are, so just accept it or go live under a rock. In our society, looks matter much more than anyone would like to believe, and it's senseless to go through life angry about it when you can just embrace it. Looking good equals feeling good. Feeling good equals having more confidence. So why not do whatever you can to improve your appearance? Unlike a dress that goes out of style or a diet that ultimately fails, a beautiful nose is forever. You can get mad about society's demands and you can say, I'm proud of the way God made me, or you can get beautiful. Some people feel I've had too much plastic surgery, and others feel I could probably use some more work. And you know what? I just don't care. I do tend to agree with the latter group. Then again, you know what? Screw them all. I feel like Joan Rivers, and that's fine with me. The title of this book, Men Are Stupid and They Like Big Boobs, is something that was said to me by Marilyn Monroe herself, and she was absolutely right. Actually, what she said was, Joan, men are like moonshiners. Their lives would be meaningless without jugs. It was as true then as it is now. Let's face it. Men are guided not by their brains, but by their eyes and their penises. A man looks at an attractive woman and he thinks, ooh, I tap that. And a woman looks at herself and she thinks about her flaws and the guilt she feels about hating them. And she might try to rally her spirits around her inner beauty because we have been taught since kindergarten that the quest for inner beauty is noble and powerful, while pursuing outer beauty is vain and superficial and not nearly as empowering as achieving a really good personality. Oh, come on. Despite a woman's bedrock belief in her inner goodness, her eyes keep drifting back to her wrinkles or her big nose or her belly roll. The truth is, inner beauty might get you a promotion or, for that matter, a raise, but it will not get you a husband and it will not get you a lover. No one ever asked Eleanor Roosevelt to dance. Well, maybe Gertrude Stein. Now, just relax. You shouldn't have mixed emotions about wanting to be sexy and gorgeous. Come on, it's normal. No one ever got up in the morning and said, hey, what can I do today to turn myself into a real dog? Even Elephant Man's sister put on lipstick. And you're not a selfish, amoral person if you spend money on your appearance. I truly believe that within her means, every woman should do whatever she can to look her best. And she should enjoy doing it. Beauty is important, it's noble, and it's a requirement of success in our society. Contrary to conventional wisdom, even smart girls are allowed to have, and flaunt, round, perky butts, and a high, hard rear end is a thing of beauty. Ah, and a thing that we now all can have. In the old days, before cosmetic surgery, the secret of staying young was very simple. Die early. Nowadays, it's available to anyone with some money and a good doctor. We will enter a golden modern world full of miraculous sights and sounds to amaze you. The world of plastic and non-invasive cosmetic procedures. Or what I like to call the home plan.